if you will, let's turn to Psalm 90. Psalm 90, that's where the devotional is going to be coming from today. In our study on the chronology of the Bible, in our Sunday morning study, we're looking at the Exodus currently. And we're in the book of Numbers at this moment. But one of the things that many people might not realize is that Moses was also a songwriter. We see this toward the end of Deuteronomy. He says that he has written some songs and he had finished writing his songs at a certain point. And this particular psalm recorded here in Psalm 90 is attributed to Moses. If you look at the inscription here, it says, "A prayer of Moses, the man of God." So for my scripture reading this evening, I'd like to read this psalm. It is 17 verses, so it shouldn't take too long. "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, 'Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past. And like a watch in the night, you carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set your iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. When we think about the trials that Moses went through, when we think about all the complaining that the Israelites did, when we think about all that happened while they were in the wilderness, you can see that Moses is in anguish, and he says, "You have consumed. We have been consumed by your anger." You might think about what we read about today, how some of them at the beginning of Numbers chapter 11 were consumed by their anger. By his anger, they were burned up because they were complaining yet again. We might think about the serpent, the serpents that had come to poison the people because of their complaining. We might think about all sorts of things that happened while they were on their way to Sinai. And then he says, and I think this is the main thought of this particular psalm, verse 12. "So teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." We have only a short time on this earth. Moses, it seems as though if Moses did write this, it seems as though he wrote this toward the end of his life. He lived to be 120. It says here in verse 10, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years." So perhaps some people, most people live to about 70 or 80. But he managed to make it to 120, and that's because the Lord was with him. That's because he was strengthened by the Lord to live that long enough to see the children make it to the children of Israel make it to the promised land. They only lived about that long. That's about how long we live, isn't it? Our average lifespans are getting a little bit longer, sure, than they have been in recent years. but it's still a short amount of time on this earth, especially when we compare it to the lifetimes of the patriarchs in the book of Genesis, but especially compared to eternity. Earlier in verse 4, "For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past." Time is fleeting. There isn't a whole lot of it. Even for someone as young as my children, there is not a lot of it. So teach us to number our days that we might know wisdom. Teach us to realize that our lives are short. Teach us to recognize that we only have a certain amount of time on this earth to do what God wants us to do. Let us not squander them. Let us not use them to do sin, for instance, to commit sin. Let us not use them for frivolities. Now, sometimes we need frivolities. And honestly, we need that in order to rest, in order to relax. But let us not spend too much time with them, because if we do, we're not really numbering our days, are we? We're squandering the time we have here on this earth. So, as we leave here this evening, let us not spend one more moment outside of Christ. If we are not in Christ at this moment, we have a chance. You have a chance to be in Christ. And the way we do that, the way we get into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27, by faith we are children of God. And as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So we become children of God through faith, and we become, and through that faith we are baptized, and we are put into Christ. If you are put into Christ, you are among the saved. You are truly children of God. So this evening, you have that chance to be right before God. This evening, if you haven't been numbering your days like you should, if you've been squandering the time you have here on this earth, the short amount of time, you have a chance to make that right as well. Please, if you have a need, let us sing the song of invitation, number 348. Please come forward as we stand and as we sing.